This is a Gorilla Podcast Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Knuckle Show.
Backyard Maker Show.
We speak that real.
Peace, interweblings, my beautiful people. Welcome back to the Backyard Maker Show. BackyardMakerShow.com on the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. Man, listen, today we got a dope guest in the building, my brother Tamar. Tamar, what is good, yo?
Peace. Thanks for having me. Back home in CT. Yes. Loving it. So I always love coming back to CT. So thanks, yo.
Welcome, man. Man, you know, it's been a long time coming. We try to do this before, and, you know, the schedules are crazy for both of us.
Right,
so
right.
We made it happen, man.
No
so
doubt.
Yeah, welcome, man, and I'm thank
excited.
You for coming up, man.
Yeah.
So as you know, the Backyard Mecca Show, we do a little hip hop, we talk politics, we talk a little spirituality, we all over the place, but we're here for the people initially, man. So, man, let's just get right into it, bro.
Absolutely.
So real quick, man, I just wanted to kind of talk before we get into your story, because I definitely want to go into your story. I want to talk about a few things that are happening right now.
Absolutely.
Did you hear about this shit with Lazy Bone and Migos shit going on? Did you little hip hop shit? I kind of wanted to hear your perspective on that, man.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I heard, and if there's more we got to talk about, then tell me. So all I've really heard was, or saw, because I get a lot of my news through Instagram, because I don't really watch the news that much. So
okay.
Anything that's news related, a lot of times it's funny. So I saw a post, basically Lazy Bone airing out some Migos or something, and that's all I saw.
Yeah, me too.
So my initial thing is yawn. I'm not a big Bone Thugs fan, but they got skills, and I'm not a big fan, but I feel like I can respect their lyrical ability.
Okay,
like Migos, it's like, yeah, it's like Junior Varsity against, like, you know, to me. So that's how I look at a lot of the battles of 2018, actually, a lot of beefs, because it's like,
yeah.
Ah, yawn. It's not Shan KRS-One. It's not Jay-Z.
It's so different, man.
Yeah. So yeah. I looked at it and I kept it moving, you know.
Me too. So here's my whole thing. I don't really know what the fuck happened. All I know is that Lazy was basically checking Offset or Migos, the whole crew, or whatever. I don't even know one Migos song.
No, I don't even know. I thought it was one person at first, and then I guess it's a group.
Yeah, it's a group. I know, you know, because you see them in the news. But
yeah.
So, you know, and to me, I was like, this is dope, because, you know, a lot of these young kids, man, they disrespect the culture and the bricklayers, like Lazy Bone said. We lay the bricks, you know what I'm saying? And so that's all I really know about. I don't know what it was about, you know. And the last thing I saw was Offset was like, basically let's compare bank accounts type of shit. Like, that's that corny shit, man, you know what I'm saying? So
all the time,
I just, you know, you being a big hip-hop head, and we're gonna get into that, I just want to kind of hear your input on that shit, because, yo, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you have some, it's like when a little kid is just kind of smacking at you or something, and they're like a fly or something, you're just kind of like, get out of here. That's kind of, you know, you have a quality MC against some weirdo dudes, like,
yeah,
you know. So it's like, in the end, you know, and if they ever were to go to Wax or something, it's like, okay. So I don't know, but I am glad to see senior OGs letting people know.
Yeah, and I think I'm mad, because I think more of that shit should have happened, you know, in the long run. Like, you know, when I don't know if you remember when Common and Drake had their little scuffle and shit, like, you know, and they kind of were going at it a little bit, and I just think Common should have went, you know, Common should have been Common and really just took this nigga out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Common got Badu though a little bit,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You know what I mean, he got his turban wrapped too tight, so I think, you know, I don't think he's the, I mean, I respect Common for everything.
Absolutely.
He's done, but he got a little Badu, so I mean, you know, they kumbaya'd it, I guess, which is fine, you know. I'm not saying we need to bring any violence, but yeah, these These cats need to get checked, man. I mean, if you step out of line, or you know, totally disrespect like that.
I feel a lot of the elders, man, should have really been doing this a lot more, man, because that's why the shit is the way it is. You know what I mean?
I say it all the time. We're to blame, because to me, when this stuff started happening, like 97, 98, when shit started going sideways, a lot of the older heads stuck their heads in the sand, myself included, and said, ah, fuck this, we're not gonna listen to that bullshit. And we listened to whatever we listened to, and then it gradually evolved or regressed to like the Lil Wayne fucking No Limit bullshit. And then all of a sudden, you got this 2000s era that's of like Lil Wayne and type shit. Yeah. And he is their king of mumble rap. They look up to this cat.
Yeah, so that's the seed planter right there. Right. For this shit today.
So the OGs stuck their heads in the sand, a lot of them, and nobody checked it. And now we're all saying something, whining about it. But it's like, okay, well, it's already here.
Yeah. So I just wanted to hear your input on that, because I know you're a big hip hop head too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, man, I just think, you know, like I said, OGs, man, we gotta put our foot down, man, and really, you know, it's just like, you know, reprimanding your kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they do something fucked up or stupid, you gotta bring them back down to earth.
It happened to us.
Yeah.
It happened to us. If you get smacked in the head, you got checked. You got G-checked by, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it should happen. And that's the thing. We're not coming from a place of just trying to squash cats. I mean, if I was in the room with my uncle and his homeboys and stuff growing up, and I did something foolish, but I happened to be in the room and got lucky enough to be in the room, I got popped in the head. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
By either one of them. No matter, not just your uncle.
And there it is.
Because you know,
they're all your uncles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, I just wanted to get your input on that, man. Let's move on a little bit, man. Yep. I wanted to talk about also this. Did you see this shit with the... with the fucking veteran that started the GoFundMe shit for the wall?
So I saw a meme about that the other day, and I thought it was actually a joke when it said this GoFundMe for the wall is to raise whatever.
Yeah.
Think about that. I think you've seen it. It's probably going around a little bit. I read today. I saw it again today. And I was like, wait, this is a real GoFundMe. And I looked it up briefly, and I just saw about an hour ago before we caught up.
Yeah.
So,
did you see the page, though?
I didn't see the page. Okay. So clue me in a little bit.
So, all right. So, again, this is just something I seen that, you know, me too. Like, I thought, you know, fuck, you know, whatever. You know, this ain't going to go nowhere, whatever. But, yo, it went from, so the last time I seen it, it was $6 million. They got the shit up to $6 million. You know what I'm saying? And right. Then I checked yesterday was the last day I checked. That shit was at $15 million. So it's got to be above that shit now. So now, their goal is, what, the $11 billion or some shit?
$1 billion, I think?
Or $1 billion, whatever, yeah. So they're not even at 1% of where they need to be, but yo, just the fact that people are actually donating and shit like that speaks a lot about where we are at as a people, a country, a culture, society, fucking humanity. You know what I mean?
So that's what I thought when I saw it. And like I said, initially, I thought it was a joke. Yo. Like, that's what I'm saying. I thought it was a joke, but I saw the meme twice, and I was like, what? And I read it again. I was like, this is a real GoFundMe. So, yeah, looked it up. And that's immediately what I thought. I said, okay, that just really tells me, wow, a lot of people are showing through their dollars where the fuck they're at mentally, where they're at spiritually, emotionally, socially, ethically, all of that shit. And you can see that. And that's what it is. And that's what people should be looking at, yo. Not the fact that he started it, because people like him exist every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact that people are contributing in crazy numbers.
Are backing them. Yeah, that's it's disturbing, B. You know what I mean? It's disturbing. It's disturbing because, you know, everything going on with the whole immigration shit. And not just that, just to know that here at home, you know, like, I'm not surprised if there are black and brown people donating to that, because, you know, they're the motherfuckers that are, I don't know if I want to call them sellouts, but the sellout motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure it's mostly white people, and I'm not making it a white and black thing, but it just is what it is. So me being a brown person, at home knowing that there's people like that that I don't know that could be my neighbor or whatever, that shit's fucked up, bro. And I got kids, you know what I'm saying? So to know that they're growing up with that shit too,
yeah,
my man, that shit is scary shit.
And now, you know, as people have often said, it's that, you know, they feel empowered to speak on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And for we know why. So they feel empowered to speak up. And in some ways it's good because it identifies people to a certain extent. But at the same time, it's like, wow, it's like that? Because that's what I'm really thinking about. Oh, it's like that, you know? So yeah. That's the thing that's pretty crazy.
Yo, this is all it is, bro.
If you ask me if I love America, I say yes. Why can't you say yes? Say you love America right now. Say it.
White power! Yo, that meme right there, I got that. Well, that soundbite, right? I got it for shit like this, man. Because that dude is just a dude basically just telling you, choking you out. Like, say you love this shit no matter what.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what I feel that they're doing. Like, now, like you said, like, ever since Trump got in office, all these motherfuckers are coming out the closet and showing face and thinking they're bold. You know what I'm saying? Doing shit out in the street
they
now.
They got back.
Yo, that shit is
they
wild.
They got crazy back.
Yeah, yeah. And they know it. You know what I'm saying? They know it.
Yo, and that's why, like, I think, I mean, I maybe last year or something, there was a mixed race family or something, mixed race couple that was attacked or something in Texas or something like that or whatever.
That.
And just, you know, but people feel, yo, they pumped up right there. A lot of people, lot of people. But people, I think at the same time, man, I'm trying to look at the positive. I think in some ways it's bringing a lot of other people together that might not have united and come together, and I think it's bringing a lot of people together too, man. And I think oftentimes a lot of good shit comes out of negative shit, and I think a lot of people can find common ground in the fact that our president is a fucking dickhead.
Right under the toilet,
fucking dude, man. But yeah, bro, I just like to get into little things like this because, you know, we get into what we get into, but there's a lot of important shit going on that I try to touch upon that I feel, you know, our people or the people in general should know. You know what I mean? My show, like, in all honesty, and I say it all the time, my show is geared for everybody. But because I'm black and brown, like, and my people, you know, throughout the years have been shitted on and not taught as everybody else, I gear it towards them. You know what I mean? But it's for everybody. So that's what we try to do. We try to talk and just enlighten as much as we can. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? But let's get into this. Did you see the shit with the referee, with my man with the dreads?
Let's talk though.
Let's talk because you used to have dreads too.
Talk.
So I know.
Let's talk. So I've been talking about this for like.
What you gonna do?
Yo, like three people sent me that video.
Okay.
I just talked about it extensively with my father tonight.
Okay. Let them know what we're talking about though, because the people at home might not know exactly.
All right. So, New Jersey. Which is a pretty racist place in a lot of areas. To be, if you didn't know that, especially mm-hmm. South Jersey, New Jersey high school wrestler. I think it was like state finals, state championship, something like that. Final match was told by the ref that he had to either cut his dreads or forfeit the match.
A high school kid.
He had to cut his dreads or forfeit the match. So, he cut his dreads. He ended up winning. Yay. Okay, but here's the thing. For me, yo, here is the bigger problem, B, which no one has really been talking about, and I hope you address this.
Yeah.
He was a 16-year-old kid. I understand that he was under a lot of pressure. He cut his hair.
Yeah.
My mom would have kicked my fucking ass if I had to come home under that situation at 16. Somebody was like, oh, he was a kid. Listen, I'm not trying to crush this kid because I don't think his mom was in the stands or anything like that. I don't feel like he had the support that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the bigger thing is this. So the racist shit is always going to be there. Next week, there could be like another incident, right? So that incident sucks. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's about the response. Let's look at the response. And
Absolutely.
To me, this response at 16, I wouldn't have stood for that. I would have been like, oh, we out then. We out.
Exactly.
That's what I'm looking at here, man. Why? Like,
that's what I wanted to talk about, yo. Because it's like this. First of all, obviously, his loved ones weren't in the stand because, yo, I'm sorry, yo. I'm not a violent dude, but that ref, he would have got punched in his throat, and then the fucking coach would have got smacked up too for letting that shit happen. Because, yo, as a coach, and as his other what you call it, teammates and shit, they should have got the fuck up and walked away. That fight should have never happened.
So many problems with this.
Yeah,
with
I have a big issue.
So many problems.
The response was the worst.
The ref is, yo, there's a million people like him. Okay, yeah, so we can next week we could have a show and talk about him, talk about somebody else like him. Fine, mm-hmm. But the response, yo, to me, it's like at 16, I had the mental and fortitude to be like, fuck that shit. This, yo,
yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
And you mentioned that I had dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could have had this happen to me, like, mm-hmm. a bunch of times because I played sports. So, like, yo, you know how long it takes to, my hair was down to my back. Do you know how long it takes to yeah. grow dreads, yeah. to grow locks, and to cut them off in front of everybody? Mm-hmm. My father said, why didn't they bring this up? He's been wrestling the entire year.
Exactly.
He's been wrestling the entire tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the last match yeah. with a ref that has a history of something like this on his record already?
Yeah, that's odd, you know what I'm saying?
But he caught him, B.
I know, and it was a... See, and that's the other thing. Now, again, it was a lady cutting him. It was this white chick I seen on the video cutting him. Now, I don't know if she's part of the team or she was part of the tournament. That I want to kind of... Because still, like, what gives you the... Like, yo, like, somebody should have... I don't know, man. It's like, if he had people that were there for him, his mom, a dad, a cousin... That shit would not have gone down, bro.
Or it shouldn't have gone down, and you wouldn't think so.
It shouldn't have gone down, period. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's just a fucked up response, like you're saying, like.
That's what I, yo, it's hard to keep focusing on that, but I look at this, and I saw the thing, I'm like, yo, he cut his hair?
Yeah, I mean, all they could say is, oh, he thought about it, and he chose, because, you know, he obviously chose, but still, you know, as a young kid, like, he's not looking at the bigger picture and what's coming out of it, the meaning, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we're talking about now. You know what I mean? He was thinking about the fight and, you know, not letting maybe his teammates in school down and shit.
All that but stuff.
There's a bigger picture. A way bigger picture.
And the bigger picture, I mean, but it to me was painfully obvious and clear. And it was just like, I mean, it would have been a no-brainer for me, man. I'm fucking state championship. I'm out.
Yeah, fuck this shit. But that's, yo, and then the coach, man. I got questions for that coach. How you going to let that go down?
He got no support whatsoever from his teammates to his coach. And it was almost like, and my man pointed it out to me a couple of times. I can only watch the video like once. He said to me, he was like, it looked like he was on like a slave block. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a piece of meat. Man. I mean, look, it was disgusting, man.
He was visibly upset. You know what I'm saying? It was crying and shit.
Of course. Yeah. It was disgusting that it happened. And it was just... And the response was disappointing.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I wish it would have went down different, man. I wish the young man would have, you know, stood up a little more. I get it. I could understand why he didn't. He wanted to do what he had to do for the team and all that. And he won. And congratulations to him for all that. And you know what? That fucking pig of a ref got he got banned to some shit I read today. He got banned to he could still do matches and shit, but just not in that district or whatever. Okay, so I mean, that's nothing, but it's something, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and again, just for the record, you know, I'm not trying to crush this kid because it's a very difficult position to be put in. It's very awkward. It's very embarrassing. He was clearly embarrassed. And mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure he didn't know what to do. And it clearly seemed like he did not have the support that he needed to deal with that situation. So, you know what I mean? Like, just so it's not clear, we're not trying to kill him. I just know in my brain, that shit wouldn't have fucking happened at all. Straight up. What the fuck?
Yeah, he had his heart set on it, man, I think. And he just wanted to fight, man. He wanted to wrestle, whatever the fuck they was doing, man. But yeah, man, power to that dude, man, to the young guy, man. And yeah, we're not here bashing you, man. It's just, you know, it's just a greater picture, man.
Especially now.
Yeah, man. So, but yeah, I just want to give one of these to that fucking gay ass ref, yo.
Nigga, you gay, bitch.
Yes, sir. Fucking, yo, man. Boondocks. That shit pissed me off, man. That pissed me off. Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of Boondocks joints on here on the joint. We got a few joints I'll probably play throughout the show, man. But yo, one more before we get into your story, bro, because your story is very intriguing and I've been following you for a while, man. But yo, the Santonio Brown story. You know Santonio Brown? I know you've seen it online. Santonio Brown is the young lady who has been in jail for a minute.
Oh, I've heard. Okay.
She was 16 years old, basically, and she got sold or pimped to some dude that bought her, you know, whatever. And she killed him.
Killed him, right.
She killed him. And she's been in the system for a few years now. And she was basically fighting for her life. You know right. what I'm saying? She was trapped. She was basically a sex slave.
Right. She got 50 years or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. So just recent, again, they've been talking about it, man. And it's some fucked up shit, man. It's a system. I just think that shit is crazy, man. Like a young lady, 16 years old, she's a baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, what the fuck is she doing? You know, was she kidnapped to be doing that, or was she on drugs? Like, who knows? Like, I don't know that deep of the story, but
right.
like, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that shit, man?
I mean, without knowing that all the details, because it's you know, I definitely don't like getting into deep stuff without knowing, especially now on the internet. But 50 years seems like a lot for that in that situation. I'm sure a lot of details came out about how she was. I'm sure it wasn't like she was sitting in a fucking castle.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you know, let's keep it a buck there. I mean, listen, here's the thing I say about the system. We know that the system is broken, and so then therefore, and I'm not saying this. So let talk about the bigger picture. This is kind of outside of the realm of this case. But I always say this about the system, you know, and it's almost like a piece of advice. We know the system is broken in a lot of ways. Mm. So we have to move different. It's not about, oh, I'm not going to do that. You got to move different sometimes. If you're in enemy territory sometimes, you got to move different. For instance, when I drive to certain neighborhoods, it's different. Music is down. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. And it is what it is. And it's not fair or it's not right. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm looking at the bigger picture, yo, in terms of, like, self-preservation.
Yeah.
You got to know how to roll in certain places. If you go to a hood, you're going to roll a certain way. So think of white suburbia, or think of whatever it is as a different hood. And you got to... So I'm just saying, when you... We should always try not to put ourselves in situations where we will get, where we have to, where there's going to be a, because we're probably not going to get the benefit of the doubt in a lot of situations.
Yeah, nah, I get what you're saying.
So, I mean, I went off on a tangent there, but to me, the bigger picture is fuck, yeah, the system's broken, but it's like, damn, we can't get in that shit in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, this is totally different, but I mean.
Nah, absolutely, we got to play our part. I know what you mean, man. Like the whole music thing, man, that. Turning down the music a couple notches might save your fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that is shit we gotta go through. That's crazy. Like,
and it's not right, yo. It's not right, but
nah.
But you gotta.
Yeah, if that's your reality, you gotta face. You either gonna do what's gonna get you by or fuck you over. You know what I'm saying?
Well, famous NFL wide receiver Chris Carter said in an interview one time. He said, I'm treated different when if I'm coming back from the gym. In my workout clothes with my hoodie on and my sweatsuit,
mm-hmm.
and versus if I'm going to ESPN for an interview.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it sucks.
You know how it is, yo.
So,
yo, man. All right, let's get into it, bro. I want to get into tomorrow's story. So here's the thing, man. I found you on Instagram. And I think it was, shit, I don't know how long ago, man, to be honest.
It was over a year.
At least over a year, right? So I was following you. I followed you because you have this dope-ass, like, hip-hop page. So it's called Tamar Carries the Culture. So I remember when I first started following you, in your bio it said, you know, whatever, follow me, whatever, or, you know, erase that 9K or some shit like that, because they keep fucking with you some reason.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about that, man. Tamar Carries the Culture, man. What is that, man? For the interweblians listening, for our people listening, what does that represent? What does it mean to you?
Yo, I got to give you the backstory.
Yeah, please.
Because, yo, I got on Instagram as a joke about 18 months, no, it's about 2 years ago.
Okay. It's
a complete joke. My friend's like, just hop on here, you know, everybody's on here. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I got on, started posting some travel pictures or whatever. Saw some hip-hop stuff, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I started doing it as well, just posting some videos and some random opinions, making some memes. I'm pretty tech-savvy or whatever. And then people started rocking with the page. And, just rocking with it heavy, and actually it was annoying to begin with because I wasn't on there for trying to promote anything or do anything like that. I was just me and just killing some time or whatever. So people started rocking with the page, and I used to air people out when they sent me music submissions to listen to and stuff. I'm like, yo, I ain't a fucking dude.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
I was like, leave me alone, man. Like, you know. So, but it started happening more and more. I mean, I was just posting my opinions, posting some videos, posting whatever, just screwing around, man. Just totally screwing around, and it just blew up overnight. Well, yeah, literally overnight, it kind of just blew up, and I won't say blew up, but it grew really quickly overnight, and I started thinking like, man, this is something here. I love hip hop. This is something here. I care about this, and I said, you know, sometimes you gotta just pay attention to like the signs or things just smack you in the face rather. Yeah. So this was something that smacked me in the face. Yo, people wanted more and wanted to continue. So then I said, fuck it. I designed some stuff. You know, came up with ideas for some logos and everything. Shout out to my man Son of a Gun that made the logo for me. And
peace.
And we just started running with it, yo. And really, you know, so fast forward to now. You know, I feel like sometimes you have like a calling or you're having a responsibility. I feel like, you know, some small way as far as hip hop goes, I feel like I have a platform for whatever reason it came. And so I feel like I have a responsibility and a duty to share good music, good hip hop music, and my knowledge and experience of hip hop, which is pretty vast, and so I feel like I feel like I can share a lot, and so it's like take it or leave it, but I feel like I'm, you know, my hip hop values are in line with the culture, and so it just became that, yo. So now it's just like I've kind of just taken it on as something like, oh, this is important. A lot of people have shared that they get a lot out of the page, mm-hmm. which is, it was blowing my mind. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But so I just kind of ran with it.
That's dope, man, because and that's the whole shit. Like, when I found you, I don't know, it obviously it was a post that intrigued me. Like, you know, like you said, you do a lot of hip-hop history shit, hip-hop right. facts. You put up even new music or older music, and I love that shit. I love that there was a page, and that basically that was spitting, you know, real hip-hop shit, whether old or fairly new, you know what I mean? And I had to follow you, and ever since I've been following you, you know, and that's the other thing, you answer questions. I don't remember how we talked. I know in the DMs we were talking about certain shit or whatever, maybe on a post you answered me, you know, because people are always, and that's the dope thing about your page too, people are always interacting with each other, and you know, if you ask a question in your post, people are, you know, interacting, so I just thought that was dope, man, and it was dope to actually find out too that you were from Connecticut. I didn't know.
CT or day.
Because I believe it was PA that you had on the bio. Was it PA or were you even representing where you were from or when maybe when we spoke,
yeah,
you told
yeah,
me first,
actually yeah it was PA uh-huh. It was PA and I said and CT or something, but it was PA, yeah, because I live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then to find out that you was from, like, you know. Is it New Haven?
New Haven, Hartford, New Britain. Yeah. You know, CT's so small. So,
yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, shit. You know, and I think that made us even click even more.
You know, some of the same people in Norwalk. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people, man.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, man, so that's why I know I wanted to get you up here, man, because, you know, I'm a big hip-hop fanatic, too, and right. I'm always trying to school some of these younger cats and even the older cats that don't know what's going on. And that shit intrigued me, man, so... Yeah, man, the whole Tamal carries a culture page. That shit is dope, man. Actually, Interweblians, y'all need to go follow that. As a matter of fact, let them know right now what your Instagram joint is, y'all.
Well, the page is Tamal carries the culture. Tamal underscore carries underscore DA carries the culture. You look up Tamal, I'm like the only Tamal on IG. So type in Tamal, you'll find me in the other page, of course, is our radio station, Rap FM. So, but yo, you made a really good point about. I wanted to just touch on because it's very important. My page is interactive, and I'm on IG a lot or whatever, and I've found, shout out to everybody that just rocks with the page because it's a community. It's not just it's not just a page, yo. People vibe out. People have become friends. I like when I see other people on other people's pages, and people have met each other and linked up and stuff like that. And that's great, because that's what it's about, and it's a positive use of social media, because we see a lot of bullshit on social media. So it's a big family on there, and everybody, you know, for the most part, is respectful. If you're not, they get bounced. But like, it's a lot of love on there, and a lot of people vibing and really rocking out. So that's just dope.
And the dope thing that I like too is, man, you're like me. I'm a social media whore. I'm posting constantly, because you know that when you run a business or something like that, or something you love, man, you know that's how you get more people to interact with you. So I love that you post a lot all the time. And so people out there that are, you know, that are listening and going to be following Tamal Carries the Culture, just know that you're always going to get quality content. You know, it's not just some bullshit. It's some shit that you're going to enjoy, some shit that you could chime in on and meet other like-minded cats. So it's a like you said, you know, it's a dope community, man. So definitely check out Tamal Carries the Culture, man.
I will add just a disclaimer, you know what I mean? It's not all hip-hop. Some people, and this is very important, it's my personal page, which happens to be a lot of hip-hop. But I'm, as I said in the post a few days ago, that's about 10% of who I am as a person. So it happens to, my page is mostly hip-hop, but I'm a bunch of other things, and there's other shit on my page. There's some weirdo fuckery and some funny shit. If you have a dark, sick sense of humor, some of that shit's going to be on there, followed by some self-help shit. So I mean, word. I'm all over the place, but it comes from a place of love, and if it's not good music or whatever, hopefully it's at least making you laugh or think.
Definitely, man. So Tamal Carries the Culture, one more time, yo. So on to the next joint, man. I want to get into Rap FM. It's a joint I learned from you. You know, I was able to tune into certain things and shows and shit like that. Talk about that. What is Rap FM, bro?
Rap FM is our online radio station. I could plug it all day, but it's dope hip hop, old shit, new shit. We call it, you know, old shit, new shit, dope shit. Based out of Staten Island, New York. It's online. We are everywhere. 24/7 boom bap. You will not hear the same song for at least 2, 3, 4 hours, man. the playlist is diesel. And we're about the elements, similar to my page. We're about the elements. We rap graffiti, b-boy, and DJ, and MC, and all the elements. We have a bunch of shows on right now.
Yeah.
You can tune in right now. You'll always hear something dope. Shout out to the founder, my man E-Rock out of Staten Island. He's the glue. I happen to be the kind of one of the mouthpieces, but he's the glue to the... All the dope music is E-Rock. Shout out to him, the whole Rap FM team. We have an IG page, and so the goal basically, dope music, man.
Yeah,
like you will hear stuff. You're gonna hear stuff you've never heard before, and we have OGs, industry heads. They listen to the station, be like, "Oh, I've never heard this. What is this?" So, you know, we're going to put you on an old stuff that you've never heard. We're going to put you on a new stuff that you've never heard. We're going to put you on the classics that you've never heard. We got a ton of shows and a lot of things in the works. So it's really about presenting quality hip hop. And here's the thing, yo. There's shows out there that are dope. Like on all on the internet. But you're not going to find, and you tell me when you do, you're not going to find right now another hip-hop station dedicated to the culture that pumps shit 24/7 like we do, and without hearing the same playlist in like every hour. Like, you're not gonna hear that. Like, so we are a 24/7 station that crushes shit,
which is dope.
So,
and that's Rap FM with
and it's, I'll give everybody a thing, it's WRAP .fm. There is no .com, so it's WRAP.fm, like the rap, like a radio station. WRAP. So say it Rap FM or say WRAP FM. So either way, WRAP.fm is how you get there, and you can check us out on the TuneIn app. Go to TuneIn and then just look us up on TuneIn, and then add us to your favorites, and you're good. Or on desktop.
Absolutely, man. Go check that out. Like he said, man, the music is dope, man. And they're doing something for the culture, playing that real boom bap shit, man. Yo, let's get into a little more about you, bro. Now, I brought up Rap FM with you, brought up Tamal Carries the Culture, the page and all that. Tell me something I don't know that you could share with us, yo. Like, what else you got? I don't know, something that you got going on that you might want to share or something, man, that you could share with us, bro.
Oh, I thought you were going a different angle in terms of, like, one of those things. You know how, like, sometimes they have these, like, when you work at a job or something, everybody's getting to meet each other, and they're like, oh, tell me something I don't know about you. Like, oh, it's like, I like the color green or something.
I mean, we could do that shit, too, man. let's do it like this. What got Tamal to hip-hop?
Oh,
let's go that route. That's how we're going to do it.
Okay. 1982, Planet Rock came on, and that was the end of the fucking story. I came through, even though it's African, but I came through. I came to hip hop through b-boying.
Okay.
Since 1982, b-boying, hip hop dancer, house dancer, urban dance, street dance, and that's how I came to hip hop. I actually wasn't really fucking with the bars weren't that great in 1982. So for me, So I was rocking more with the beat and stuff like that. And then 84, 85, Run DMC, LL, and then Dougie Fresh, the show and all that, and it was a rap. So, it was a rap. So I came, in terms of stuff that I got going on in terms of that, I mean, we can even look at, I still love to dance. I rock with a crew in Pittsburgh. Shout out to my crew, Get Down Gang.
Peace.
Been doing it. They're the only real official crew in Pittsburgh, holding it down. So we do stuff. We get up, but you know, with the station and everything, I can't dance as much as I used to. But that's a big part of my life, a big part of me. And again, it comes back, yo. It comes back to the four elements. That's what it comes back. It comes back to, you know, it all comes back to that. It all comes back to that. But we got other things we got going on. If you check out Rap FM, or if you check out our page, you'll be able to get merch on there and everything like that. That's gonna be popping off. My Etsy store is popping off. You can get Carrying the Culture merchandise and stuff like that. And get some things going. So trying to have our hands in everything, man. Really trying to chase it. You know, it's everything is visible. So it's about going out and getting it.
Dope, man. Yo, and you know what? Now that you brought up the dancing, that's another thing, my people, my interweblians and all our followers out there. If you check out the Tamal Carries the Culture page, every once in a blue, he'll throw up some dancing joints on there. You be getting it in. I'll be seeing you do your thing, man. That's dope, man.
No, I appreciate you. Shout out to, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's big. And being from Connecticut, you know, we're close to New York, so the vibe came up and
backyard,
you know,
mecca. That's what backyard mecca means.
So the vibe came up and that's still part of my life. I mean, creaky knees and all, man, torn Achilles and three knee surgeries later, we still getting it though.
I would never know, man, to be honest. So I'll be seeing you do your thing, man.
Yeah, like, appreciate you. I mean, I've had to, you gotta adjust, Joe, you know. I mean, I'm not, so, you know, I wake up a little feeling a little different sometimes, but that's why you only get them once in a while. But I make sure they're quality.
Dope, man.
You know?
But yo, man, I think this was a good show, man. I'm glad you came up, bro. It's like I said, it's been a minute. We've been trying to make it happen. Both of our schedules are a little hectic. Obviously, you're out in PA, so I'm glad that you know, even for the holiday, man, you made a little bit of time. So I do appreciate that,
no
man.
Doubt,
for real,
man. Of course,
because you know, we up and down, man. We troopers, yo.
Of course, and it's like this, man. I appreciate you having me. I mean, you know, we've been vibing since we first connected, and I really appreciate it. And again, like, listen, man, let's keep it 100. It's like, I'll support anybody, anything from CT, man. We don't get no love out here, man. So and that's okay though. It doesn't matter. We still whatever, yeah. You know. So, but you know, we You gotta be twice as nice in CT to get any love, because everybody think you on some bullshit. So yeah, they don't fucking know.
Trees and cows.
Yeah,
shit.
That's all right. Or just fucking $1 million houses. I didn't live in $1 million house.
Me neither, man.
So I mean, it's all love, man. And I'm, of course, I'm glad we could do it. You know, yeah. I mean, and anytime and it's funny. I looked at my GPS and it was like a 40-minute drive, and in any other state, like, oh, that's fucking long. You know, but it's like, yeah, it's nothing, yeah, yo. We just on the other side of the state in, yeah, 40 minutes.
Especially when you find like-minded people, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's nothing, you know what I mean? Like,
it's nothing.
But yeah, man.
So,
but yo, thank you too, man, because you supported a brand, you know, my clothing brand, Self Mathematics, and that was big to me, man. And I appreciate that, man, because I know, you know, like you said, you don't fuck with too many, you know, cats. So to for you to even take the time to consider that, you know, peace and thank you.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a dope brand. I'm really in the fashion and stuff like that. So it's dope, yo. That's why I need more shit. I was looking.
Yeah.
The quality is ridiculous. The style, everything's ridiculous. The style, and as I always tell people, and show them there's a message behind it, which is very important. And so you got a dope message with a dope design, so and quality material. So and happen to be fucking CT homie. So
CT,
yeah,
love, man.
So
yeah,
but now it's a dope line. So we need more hint of Self Mathematics coming up. So
definitely, man. So I appreciate you for that, man. And then real quick, if you could just let the people know one more time all the social medias so they could check it out.
Yo, look at this plug. Hold on for a second.
Plug it in.
I can't even do it, yo. So I've just caught up with my man, Mo Knows Best. He came out with something called Just One Link. So all of my social media, website, everything, mm-hmm, is under Just One Link, and I'm a fool because I don't use it very much. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it's Just One Link /Tamal/CTC, and I could be completely wrong, but it's in my Instagram profile. So that's actually where you'll find everything. But it's Tamal Carries the Culture.
Okay.
Tamal Carries the Culture is my IG. A jump off is there. Rap FM, WREP.FM. And that's it, man. I mean, I'm all over the place. I'll be in your face. So it's all love if you don't find me yet. But Just One Link, yo. It's fucking, that's where all my shit is, and my Etsy store and everything too. So salute, man. Thank
word,
you.
Word, man. Thank you, bro. I'm gonna when we get off the airways, give me the information for that. I'll check that out, man. But into Weblians, once again, thank you for tuning in, man. Thank you for checking out our guest tomorrow. Don't forget to check out all the social medias and all that, man. I'm telling you, Tamal's Carriers of Culture, you're gonna love that page, man.
Appreciate you.
But yo, once again, man, please check us out on Backyard Mecca on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, backyardmeccashow.com. You can email us at backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. And don't forget to check the all new Gorilla Podcast Network. We got a lot of new shows on there. We're expanding the network, we're expanding Night Owl Studios for the upcoming year. So that shit's gonna be dope. Just stay in tune. And don't forget, my people, that if you can accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you got to do is go get that shit. And we're going to leave you with one more thing. Happy holidays, and we out.
And that's what Christmas is all about.
You hear that, boy? That's what Christmas is all about.
Actually, Granddad, Christmas is a pagan holiday. And Jesus probably hates you for celebrating it.
There ain't gonna be no Scrooges in this house, boy.
Look, Granddad, it's clear from the scripture that Jesus was not born in winter. The shepherds who saw the angels announcing his birth would not have been out in their fields in December. The Palestinian winters are too cold, if you believe in that sort of thing. The truth is, Christmas evolved from the Roman holiday Saturnalia, a winter festival where men gave gifts to each other. They also would get drunk, have sex with each other, and beat their wives. People would act so crazy on Christmas, the holiday was outlawed by the Protestant Church until the 1800s.
Say what?
What did you say, nigga?
Yo, on that note, we out of here. Peace.
Tune in next week for another episode of the Backyard Mecha Show podcast.
Interwebbing.